just never know what's going to happen, folks. That's why we're all fans, and we all care, because this game is the best. Well, we'll get through it somehow. We'll have the off season, and then we'll be baseball again in the spring in Arizona.
Jeff Levering at the end of the last baseball season, and Levering is with us this afternoon on WTMJ. Jeff, I know this isn't an easy day. Thank you so much for talking to us and our listeners.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Tough day for everybody. Tough day for the family of Uke, of course, and tough day for Brewers fans everywhere and just baseball fans in general. Just a really, really tough day.
Hey, Jeff, when you hear that clip that we just played, and it was pretty apparent at the end of last year, you were emotional, Christian Yelich was emotional, that we were all just kind of realizing, I think, that Bob Uecker, like the rest of us, wasn't going to be here forever. Reflect on that now when you hear that soundbite.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it felt in that moment. You felt bad for what was going on in the field, but after Bob said that this one stings a little and then lingered and never really wanted to say goodbye as he was signing off, you didn't know whether it was going to be for the last time ever, and that thought was going through my head, and the commercial break right before I was on the post-game show is when he walked out of the booth for the last time, and you just sit there and you go, is this the last time he's ever going to be in this booth? And the answer was yes. My emotions took over, and it was hard, and I didn't have anything scripted. I just spoke from my heart, and that's what came out, and you know, you just knew what it took for and how many people it took to get him out of bed, to get him to come to the ballpark, and the energy that he got from the fans and from the players, and then coming to the booth and saying hello on the radio once the light turned on. That's what gave him his lifeblood for the last couple of years. And it's hard to think that we won't be able to hear his voice.
I think that's incredible, Jeff. Can you talk about maybe the first time in the booth with you, what that was like?
I mean, you're awestruck every time that you get an opportunity to sit next to him. And I've had the fortune of doing it for 10 years and being his radio partner for 9. And every time he tosses to you for the starting lineups or for the third inning, or when you toss it back to the eighth of the ninth inning for a safe situation, you pitch yourself and you go, there's no way that I just said that. But being with him, he's this larger than life human being, and he lived life of a king, and he lived enough life for 7 generations. He's skirted death a number of different times. But no matter how bright his star was, he made you feel like you belonged in the same room with him. And that's a special gift. And 9 times out of 10 people didn't deserve to have that type of treatment, but that's how he treated everybody, whether he knew you for 5 minutes or for 50 years, he treated everybody the same way. And that's a gift that everybody should take.
Jeff Levering is with us on WTMJ as we celebrate the legacy and the life of Bob Uecker. Was he funny away from the microphone when all the rest of us got to hear him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was probably more funny away from the microphone. He was funny no matter what. He would make everything funny. That's just who he was. He loved playing jokes on people. He loved laughing. He loved living life, and he loved making people laugh more than anything else. If he could find something that would make you laugh and then not stop laughing, that's when he saw blood in the water. He was a shark, and he was circling. There were plenty of moments where we were on the air, and he got me laughing on something, and I couldn't stop laughing, and he just kept going. He just kept twisting it in. Those are some of the best moments that anybody had. And that's on air, that's off the air. He just loved having a good time and wanted to make sure everybody else had a good time around him.
Bob Costas talked about how he would use the cough button often and have some off-color things to say. Did he ever do that with you?
I mean, that is privileged information, and I appreciate that. But I will say that cough button was very worn out, yes.
Do you have a favorite story from on air when he told? Because I can think of a couple, and I wasn't with him every single day. And I would almost look forward to better when we were blowing the team out. But even if we were losing big time, I would keep the radio on because I knew that some gems would be coming our direction. Are there any that stand out for you?
There's so many. I mean, a couple when he started singing the song El Paso from Marty Robbins, which was leading into a a story about the Brewers playing an exhibition game in El Paso against the Diablos, and Bob had the idea to catch the first inning as well as call the game and also dye his hair black with shoe polish, and it was so damn hot that his hair started bleeding down the side of his face, and then a runner at second base tried to take him out at home plate, and Uke stood his ground and ended up breaking the kid's ankle, but it was, you know, that's another story for another time. It was the best throw that Mark Brohard ever made from right field, and then Bob starts singing the song El Paso in the middle of the game. Those are amazing. Any Usinger's ad that we ever did, he made hilarious. While great-tasting Usinger sausage and Cedar Crest ice cream are fantastic, they're not the same without Bob talking about them. And there's countless other great moments that we've had on the air. Joe Leaner in Pittsburgh, just to name a couple. You know, I've got them all saved, and I'm right at the tip of my finger whenever I need them.
And, Jeff, you're incredible, but what did you learn from Bob?
You learn everything from Bob, right? You just sit there and I think a couple of things. How to treat people the right way is number one. And he was amazing at treating everybody the same way. When it came to the mechanics of baseball, it was don't get so caught up in looking at the stats or the numbers or what's going on your computer, because out there on the field, that'll tell you everything you need to know. Keep your eyes out there. That's where the game is. And the other thing is, as self-deprecating as he was and as funny as he was, when the game meant something, it was all about the game. It was never about Bob. It was all about the Brewers and what was going on the field of play, and never made it bigger than that. It was all about what was going on in the field. And those are some key things that I took away from him. Is the sport is the sport. We're just narrating it. And Bob was perfect at it.
You know, I think you raised such a good point, because people don't know any better think that Bob Uecker was just a funny guy and a goofball, but he was really good at his craft, wasn't he?
He was. He was amazing in his craft and self-taught. It's not like he sat there and studied it and was a journalism major. He was calling a game like he was sitting in a dugout, or calling a game like he was sitting in a bullpen and talking to his buddies. He made you feel like you were there. Every day that I have been on the air, not just here in Milwaukee, but even in the minor leagues, I've wanted to make people feel like they're sitting there with me, like you're at the corner of a bar and talking with your buddies. That's how he made you feel. And if you ask any Brewers fan or just a baseball fan in general, and they listen to Bob, they'll tell you that he made them feel like they were there and like they were a part of the game. And whether you were gardening in your backyard or mowing the grass or playing catch with your dad or your uncle or whatever it was, Bob made you feel like you were a part of that game. And that's what made him so special.
Absolutely. Jeff, what will you miss the most about Bob?
I'm just going to miss the one-off conversations, the fact that every time you saw him, he asked about your kids, had a genuine interest in how everybody was doing around your family, and, you know, those moments where you're on the road, and maybe you've been on the road for 10 days, and then you get this random text from Bob that says, hey, just thinking about you, hope you're having a good one, can't wait to see you when you get back. Those are the things that you'll miss. And there's going to be a day in June or July when things are getting tough and it's hot and maybe the team's not playing so great, and you won't see his car in the South Dock, and you'll sit back and go, gosh, man, this is a day where I could really rely on Bob to make me feel better, or to lean on him on a broadcast, because that's what he did so well. There's not going to be a day that goes by that we're not going to think about him.
Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering. Great to catch up, Jeff. Thank you so much.
Yes.
You got it, guys. Thanks for the time.